Blog Talk Radio.
With your talent and your music. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. We have so many callers. This is exciting. Hey, guys, I want to welcome everyone to the chat room. Katie, is she on the line? Is she on the line?
No.
Oh,
no,
she's
not
in the
yet.
Chat room. She didn't call in. So, Katie, we want to hear your voice, okay? Please. I want to welcome Katie. Joe, Greto, Kenneth, Chris, Slaughter, of course, Luco, Alana, love you, Raina, Michelle, Rojo, Roman, and Sherry. Welcome in the chat room. Welcome to church, guys. Our pastor, he just can't wait to get this. I love Jesus Christ. We are your friendly bouncers today. We ask that everybody who's logged in as a guest would please make an account with a fake name so we can get to know you and and love on you. Jesus Christ asked me to ask you to make a name for yourself. Otherwise, I kick you out. And you can still hear the show. You just can't be all up in our business because my son Luco here, he's afraid of creepy stalkers, aren't you?
Yeah, you guys are pretty creepy sometimes.
Wow. So what a beautiful day to praise the Lord. It's another day to worship him till he gets here. So exciting.
Mm-hmm. We're one day closer each day.
Mm-hmm. One day closer. Wow. Well, welcome.
Yeah, we got lots of Michael Jackson for everybody today. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Luco. Oh, hi, Nick. Welcome, Nick. I saw you popping in there. Good to see you, Nick. Glad you're with us. Thanks, everybody that's on the line that's called in church. Thanks for Tana. And let's see, who's 914? Oh, that's Joe. How could I forget that? And Alana and Leah, I'm about to unmute you guys. I just want to make sure if my the naked bride, Luco, has anything to share. Anything?
Honestly, no. It's just like today has kind of just been just an average day.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So, let's see. Hi, Judy Haber. Hi, Nick. We love you, Nico. Nico, buddy. Okay. So, well, Lord, we love you. We thank you for this day. We thank you that we have another day to fellowship with you and worship you together as a church. We're so happy that you are the pastor. We're so happy that we get to come together as one people under one roof and worship you together in song and in fellowship and in love. And, Lord, we just commit this time to you, and we can't wait to see how you want to come and move and shake and make us laugh and just do whatever you want, Lord. You're free to do whatever you want in your church, Lord. And we just step aside and we give you that that freedom, Lord. In Jesus' name, we just love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. I love you. I love how you made my son laugh this morning. You told him a really funny joke, and I'll share it with the church when he lets me, because he won't let me share it yet. My son won't. But God, I personally just want to thank you for making our days so great until you get here. You surprise us every morning, and I love you for it. I love you more today than I did yesterday. Because you're my boo-boo and my Lord and my Savior and my best friend. So I adore you and worship you. I think Alana wants to adore him publicly. Hi, Alana. Do you want to worship and adore Jesus, your ba? He's my boo-boo. He's her ba. Do you want to worship your ba? And just give offer up a prayer.
First of all, Judy, you got to get it right, okay? It's bae.
Oh.
Your ba.
It's bae. And it's short for basic. It's bae. You know, you're bae.
Your ba.
Ba. Amazing. But later on that night, he kind of said to me, "You realize that I'm the God of the universe, don't you?" You know, it was a very kind of thunderous feeling. So when I went to sleep, I was just playing, okay, fine. Then I'll play Handel's Messiah. I know that my Redeemer liveth, okay? If you want to get formal, I will get formal. So that's what I have to share with you today.
That's beautiful. So you got all formal with him. I love doing that.
Whenever I get formal with him, he always says amen to me.
I could just picture God saying that to Luco. Amen, Luco. Amen.
That's what he does. And I remember that one time, I've talked about this before, I was like, it's kind of cool when you say amen, and he was like, amen.
I'm going to tell on Lana right now. Alana, she says, you know, you sent me an inbox. She goes, you know you're rapture-centric when you still can't bring yourself to buy a 4-pack of toilet paper.
That's awkward. What happens if you run out of toilet paper?
It's true.
Who needs toilet paper?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Alana. Well, she gets all quiet, so I might have to expose her. I might have to expose something else. Oh, Alana got a scripture, Matthew 25. She sent it to me in an inbox. Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover. That was cool. Yeah.
I struggled with it all day. I really struggled with it because I said, okay, 2 days. If it's, you know, if we go by the current interpretation, well, that's 2,000 years. And I was like, okay, it's been a couple grand. It's been 2,000 years. I can go with the 2 days. Beyond that, I really did not know. And it's 26:2, I think. I don't have an interpretation. And if anyone does, please share.
All right. Well, let's start to let the church sing their praises. Let's have Tana,
yes,
throw up a praise. Why don't we, Tana, can you throw up a praise? Hi, Tana. All right, that's cool. Let's have Joe throw up a praise.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Tana.
Hi. I had myself muted. Haha. So just praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I love you. He's my sweet Jesus, is who he is to me. My sweet, sweet Jesus. And I love him so much. And he's my bridegroom, and he's coming to take me away very, 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 very soon, along with the rest of you. And hi, everybody. Shout out to chat. Shout out to Jesus. I love you. Hi, all. On the line and listening. Love you all. Can't wait to see you. That's it.
Tana, wow, when you were praising the Lord, I got all hammered. Hey, mm-hmm. Joe, want to throw up a praise to the Lord? Joe Greco? Jojo?
I call him Joey sometimes.
Jojo's so fun to just get all Holy Spirit snockered with.
He's the biggest spirit stoner I've met. He's a bigger stoner than you, Jody. Judy. I mixed Joe and Judy that together. That was kind of funny.
I think he might be, huh?
Dude, he is. He's like, I actually can't open my eyes right now. I'll never forget that. That made you laugh so hard.
Okay, you guys, favorite thing to do. I've given out my phone number to this church now because I don't care anymore because we're leaving, and I love everyone. I'm not even afraid of stalkers, so I'll put my phone number in the chat room right now. But here's the thing. My favorite thing to do, and Luco understands this, is to get on the phone with people that really love the Lord and trance out on him, forget about ourselves, and just speak in tongues and just be with him and just get all snockered. It's my favorite thing to do. It's what me and Kevin always used to do before he got translated. So I really feel blessed. I do that with Joe and Joe. I've done it with Dustin and Katie. And yeah, so if there's any Holy Spirit stoners out there that like that, we should. It's really fun. It's just really fun getting lost in the Lord's glory. Okay? And I only ever smoke pot twice a night.
Sometimes all we do is just laugh about everything.
Yeah.
That's always really fun.
Yeah, it can get really
fun. We never really have really serious conversations. We're always just messing around, but it's really fun.
Yeah, and then the Lord will just get us. One time we were on the phone and I couldn't car. And I couldn't get out of my car because I couldn't. It just God really got.
She was like stuck in her car.
And then I felt it lift and I could put my head up and then I walked in my house and I'm like, I gotta go now.
Wait,
but,
did you ever talk about what you saw that night?
No, let me share that. Let me share that with the church. But before I do that, I want to welcome Stacy to the chat room. I love you, Stacy, and Deborah, and Gemma, and John Berthod, and Kenneth. I just want to make sure I got everybody because it's just, I'm so glad you're here. And everybody on the line, thank you so much for being here. Leah, Pat, Keith, just we're so blessed to be with each other. And who's on 614? I bet that's Chris from Ohio, I have a feeling. I'm going to share my story, then I'll unmute everybody. The other night, oh, cool, Kenneth has his own radio show. He's in the chat room, and he had somebody accept Jesus Christ as their Lord last night on his show. So praise the Lord, Kenneth.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Wonderful, Kenneth. Do call in and share. That's really cool. The other night, Joe said, hey, let's chat for a little bit. I said, okay, I'll get Luca on the line. So it was around, I think around 9:30, 10 at night, or 9 more like. And so I was just planning on going on a walk. I had a real desire to go on a walk. So I thought, I'll just walk and talk with my good buddies and just worship the Lord with them. And I told my son, I'm going to go on a little walk. And right when I felt the anointing, right when everybody said hello as on the three-way call, I just felt the Spirit just come really strong. And Joe was like, hey, how's everyone doing? Has anyone seen anything interesting lately? And right when he said that, he goes, has anyone looked around? And I looked up in the sky right when he said that, and there was 5 lights. And the only way I can describe it is I've never seen anything like it. They were, if you turn off the lights in your house and you shine a flashlight on the wall, that's what it looked like. But they were much bigger. And there was 5 of them. They were huge, but they weren't strobe lights. So there's nothing on earth to describe them. What I just said with the flashlights is about as close as I can get. And there was 5 of them, and they were, like, dancing with each other. So they looked like big light shadows of angels. And I was just amazed. I said, I can't believe you just said that, Joe. I'm looking up at the sky, and I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. And I've been all over the world. I've seen a lot. And I'm a sky watcher. I've always loved to look at the sky. And before Kevin left, that's what we always used to do, is look at the sky. So anyway, that was amazing. And I was – Luca was on the line. Was I freaking out or what?
Yeah, they're, like, following you too, weren't they?
Yeah, so I said, you guys, I have to run in the house and go get John, because I have to have him see this. I cannot believe this. And so they got to hear Joe, and Luca got to hear John freaking out too. He's like, whoa.
Yeah, John was actually like, that's actually kind of creepy.
And he's like, are those holograms? What is? Whoa. So he was amazed.
Yeah, and then I just hear Judy go, hey, neighbor, you see those lights? He's like, oh, that's the casino. And so Judy drives to the casino, and they're not even, like, coming from the casino.
I was freaking out so much about these 5 lights that were dancing with each other and moving around, that I had, there was one of my neighbor friends was loading up his truck, and I go, hey, what do you think about these lights? Can you see these lights? He goes, oh, that's from the casino. I go, no. I knew it was just, at first I thought, oh, maybe, but then I'm like, no, wait a minute. That casino opened 6 months ago. It's never been like that. And then what happened was we went on a walk. I said, I told my son, go back in the house now. I'm going to go on a walk. And we went on a walk, and I heard the Lord say, it's me. Those lights are me. And so Luca, did God tell you that too? I know he told Joe that.
I just felt that it was, like, supernatural from the beginning. I felt that it was good, so.
And I felt, and the Lord was like, it's me. And I was like, wow, God, like, it's like I really felt like we might get taken up that night, which is why I had my son come run out, because I always have this thing where I want to be outside when we get translated and taken up. But, you know, it was just, once again, it's God flirting. He's, you know, when you're on the edge of your seat and you're full of faith and you're looking for him, you're going to find him. He's going to manifest himself. It's not that you're seeing things. It was really him. I've never seen anything. It's supernatural, like, up in the sky like that. I did see a purple beautiful, like a stained glass light, appear on my bedroom wall one night when the spirit, in the first month of when he fell on Little John, and I was shocked. I was just in shock. I was in shock for like a day over that. Kevin was still here, and I said, "Kevin, did you see that?" He said, "No." I was like, "There was a big stained glass purple light on the, you know." So I've seen things in the house, but to see such big lights in the sky, and that's cool because someone in the chat room saying that Raina said she saw something like that 2 months ago. So that's really cool. Something like that, Judy. Oh, a month ago. Okay. Well, what happened was I told Luco and Joe, I said, I'm going to start walking. And I was walking, and then they followed me. And then there was three of them, and then there was two of them, and they were following me, these beautiful dancing lights, because I walked a good half a mile. And then they were gone. And it was just, it was beautiful. I was sort of like high on that for like 2 days, basically. And it was just exciting. Oh, trust me, I was, because I was still, I was talking to Luco and Joe on the phone. I was still like every 5 minutes freaking out about it. I'm like, I still can't believe that. So what I did was I got in the car and I said, I'm going to drive to the casino just to make sure the neighbor was wrong. I know he's wrong because God said it was him. So I'm driving to the casino, and then they're laughing, and then I start speaking in tongues, and the Lord, Luco had an interpretation, and then I felt the Lord laughing at me going, you don't need to go to the casino, you know it's me, and he was cracking up at me, but I'm like, I know, Lord, but you know me, I have to make double, triple, quadruple sure, you know, so I did, I got to the casino, there was nothing, absolutely nothing there at all, and so it was just funny, it was just the Lord, you know, I'm being a silly thing, you know, because I really am. I am crazy for the Lord, you guys, but I'm really not crazy. Like, I really, I don't like pretend stuff, okay? I don't, if it's the casino lights, I want to know. I don't need some fake manifestation. I've always been that way. And I, you know, I'm happy to, if it's something else, cool. But, you know, I like the real deal. And when I used to get really bugged when I would go to church and these ministers would, and different people would knock you over, that Holy Spirit. Am I still here, Luco?
Yeah, you're here.
And I used to hate that. And people would try to knock me over, and I just wouldn't budge. I was just, I'm like, don't pretend like God's knocking me over when you're just pushing me and someone's trying to catch me. I really hated that. And later on in life when I got married and ministered around the world, I would start to pray. I was praying for people and not even touching them, and they were falling over. But I didn't feel a thing. So I was like, what is this? This is so – and they would fall down to the floor, and they would get totally healed. I've had people get healed with their backs, with their eyes. And my husband at the time, who had already been ministering like that for years, explained it to me. He said, it's the Holy Spirit. I go, but why don't I feel a thing? And he's like, well, God just does what he wants. And so – but one day, but the Lord knew I really wanted to get knocked over, for real. I really wanted to get knocked over by him, because when I would pray for people, they'd get knocked over, and I wanted that. And so God heard my prayer, and a man that must have been, I'm guessing, 70, at a meeting that we were doing, came over to me and said, well, hello, young lady. And I said, hi. And he goes, I'd like to pray for you. And I didn't expect it or anything. I was like, oh, okay. And he didn't even touch my forehead. He just looked at me and started praying for me, and bam, I was out. And it was wonderful. And my sister was there, and she knew that I don't like fake stuff. And it was the most beautiful thing. The Lord knocked me out, and it was really fun. That's the only time, though. Now he just gets me really drunk where I can't stand up, so I lay in my bed. But that, you know, I like real stuff. You know, those lights that I saw, they were real, and it was wonderful. And Tana dropped from the line. I guess she had to go. Leah. Hi, Leah. Welcome to church tonight. How you doing, Leah?
I'm all right. How are
Leah.
You? Hi, Luco.
quick, say something funny, Judy.
Molasses. Molasses.
That's funny. I know. Like, my friend sent me this funny story. It was, like, a true story. It was really funny. And, like, her email, it was just, like, when you have, like, a real life moment, and it was, like, with her daughter, and it was just so funny. You were just like, oh. It was so funny. Okay, sorry. But it was. Okay. I was highly amused. I tell it, but it wasn't a really great, nice story. It was a little. It was awkward. It was just funny. It was about a dog, and the dog was in heat, so it was just funny.
Dude, I love it when Leah calls in.
Oh, me too. Hey, Leah.
Hi.
You have some. Oh, never mind. Go ahead. What, Luca?
Oh, I was just going to remind you that we have a whole bunch of Michael Jackson songs.
Yeah, we're going to start to party. Let's welcome Keith. I love Keith. Keith, hello. Keith, how are you today, Keith? Keith must have muted.
I'm good, Judy.
Yeah, let's start doing fake.
Yeah, people don't answer. I'll just talk for them.
Let's welcome Grandma Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi. How's everybody? Oh, I have something strange to read to you here. Oh, my goodness. Anybody ever hear of Tax Day, the prophecy about April 15th? Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
wait, there's another prophecy about the 15th?
No, this is really, I'm going to do this real quick because I know there's other people waiting. I just found this today. It was a comment thing. It says, anyway, this visionary saw an extraordinary event take place. You're going to love this, though, in a way. Massive solar flares from the sun began to turn the temperature in the air way up. Everything became a red-orange color, and the fireballs began to hit the earth, so people were running for their lives. But this is the part that's going to get you. A voice suddenly began to announce that Jesus Christ was at that moment, and this is April 15th, rapturing his bride. No one really listened because everyone was in a state of panic with the heat and the fireballs. Interesting how Major Ed Dames, has predicted an event called the kill shot. That's what this one over in Russia, with the NSA thing, said, that would turn the earth into a rotisserie with a series of deadly solar flares and now all of this solar activity. April 15th is just a few days away. Something else of note. This is just a little weird here. It is tax day, and Jesus Christ is born in Bethlehem with Joseph and Mary, when Joseph and Mary came there to pay their tax because they had to go where the husband's family was registered. We shall see. So that's what I just found out a few minutes ago. But I never heard of this prophecy on April 15th, tax day. So anybody out there, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there to you guys. So, boy, that's interesting, though. No, I shouldn't be laughing, but it's really strange. But it's, I don't know, April 15th, blood moon, you know, so here we go. Yeah, so I just share that with you guys. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else ever heard this prophecy. Yeah.
Oh,
no, thank you for
I'm just hearing lots of stuff about the blood moon.
Yeah.
Look at dozens of likes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
30,000 videos. Blood moon. Something about the blood moon.
Well, we'll see.
I want to welcome Cog. Chat room, welcome, Cog. We're so glad you're here and glad you made a name for yourself. Rapture Centric Church is so glad you're here today. We just want to love on you if you're new here. Oh, well, let's thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
We're going to do some work. But I would like either Luco or Tana or Alana or Leah or Keith to read some scripture from the Bible, anything you want, before we go into worship. So let's just worship our King with the Word. So any one of you, can you just open up your Bible, do the flip thing where you just flip and bam, and then just read until you feel like stopping, and then we'll do some worship.
I'll do it.
Waiting.
You want me to do the flip and bam?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Whatever you
flip
want.
And
whatever
bam.
You...
Okay, that verse totally doesn't work. Okay. Flip and bam. Okay. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. This is not a happy verse.
It's actually really good.
Okay. All right, well, do you want me to, like, find another one, or do you think that's good?
Let's play it again. Again, scripture will begin.
Flip and bam. Okay, that's about harlotry. Okay, no.
You're doing good.
And bam. Okay. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. All right.
That was good.
Are we
that
good?
Yeah, we love your word, Lord. We love your word. We love you, and we're going to worship you right now as a church together. And here we go. Which one should we worship him to, Luca?
You pick, because I don't have a clue right now.
Okay.
Shh. Oh.
the Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship the Spirit in the sky. Everyone on the line is unmuted. Thank you for singing up your praises in the chat room. People were saying, I can't wait to marry you, Jesus. Michelle said, you're awesome, God. Hog said, gave us a bunch of beautiful Bible thumpers, publish his glorious deeds among the nations, tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Rojo said, yes, yes, awesome God, awesome God. I love seeing the way people write their praises out to God in the chat room. It's beautiful. It really blesses me, blesses our pastor. I like what Stacy said. He will take me by the hand and spin me around heaven. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for preparing a place for us. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. If you're in the chat room and you have not made a fake name for yourself, please do that because I'm about to kick you out. You have 5 more minutes. We're really glad you're here, but God said he doesn't want anyone in his church to remain nameless. You'll still be able to hear the church service. We won't get to love on you. So anyway, we want to welcome Kenneth. Kenneth, how are you, Kenneth?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, we can hear you. It's a little bit fuzzy, but it's doable.
Okay. No, every night I do the show, I give a salvational message after the last half hour, and I go through a salvational prayer, and someone actually was on the thing, and they did the prayer. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So, that's what happened.
That's wonderful.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and try to mute myself here, and hopefully this works.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that works. That works. I don't hear any static. Okay. Well, good. Stay on the line and jump back in if you have any. That worked perfect. so just jump back in if you have anything to share. I've unmuted everybody on the line. We're going to play scripture flip. So somebody else on the line, Evelyn, just do a scripture flip. It's a fun game.
I have really weird luck with that game.
It's okay. You tried.
Well, who's doing it?
I don't know. I think I'm going to do it. I had to mute Kenneth because it was all fuzzy for some reason. I don't know. Kenneth, if you're in the chat room, just unmute you, okay? We're playing Scripture Flip. Somebody on the line needs to open up their Bible and flip it and have fun. We got Keith.
I think Leah should do it this time.
Yeah, Leah.
Leah.
That's funny. Well, I was looking for my regular Bible. So the Bible I picked up is my my 1 year Bible. Like, I don't know if you've ever read one of those, but you know, it's like all custom pieces.
Do it. That'd be hilarious. Do it.
Oh, okay. It's not bad. It's just, like, all right. And then, of course, like, my eyes go to, like, the bold. Or, like, you know, in bold. So I will read the the cheer flip in bold, okay?
This is going to be funny.
It's not funny. It's actually it's good, but it's just it's funny that I'm just like, oh, like okay, maybe I should get a regular Bible. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'll read the whole little paragraph, and it says, "Then there was an argument among them as to which of them would be the greatest. But Jesus knew their thoughts, So he brought a little child to his side. Then he said to them, anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes my Father who sent me. Whoever is the least among you is the greatest. John said to Jesus, Master, we saw someone using your name to cast out demons. We tried to stop them because he isn't in our group. But Jesus said, don't stop him. Anyone who is not against you is for you. There you go.
Hmm. That was good.
Yeah. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Leah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love your list.
Well, that word, you know what, that word really thrilled me. So I'm gonna offer up this worship song, Church, let's worship the Lord to Thriller.
Oh yeah.
Neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down. Must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I think we just lost half our church.
I have never worshipped the Thriller. Sorry, Kenneth, but it's too staticky. I had to mute you. Wait, it's still static.
So funny.
Oh, my. Okay. Some people saw Jesus break dancing. I know I did. Luke saw him doing circles and private church banquet. It's going to be really fun. Just so you know, God told little John that Michael Jackson did make it to heaven. God really loves Michael Jackson, loves his music. He told little John that Michael Jackson would be singing at mansion parties. And I just really love Michael Jackson. God had me watching interviews on him, an Oprah interview, a really long one, the other night. Last night. He had me up. He really wanted me to watch the interview. And I was like, wow, God, God's really expanding my mind. And I knew it was him having me watch it, and he's like, just keep watching, because it was, you know, it was like over an hour, and he's like, keep watching, and then bam, there it was. He said, he talked about Jesus.
Yeah.
And he had the home for children that had cancer, and God really let me see his heart. So I'm really looking forward to meeting him in heaven, because, you know, I'm not going to lie, I made judgments. You know, I thought different things about Michael, but, you know, God has really taught me a lot in the last 130 days about what grace is. And I've been saved 28 years, but the last 130 days, he's wrecked a lot of views that I had held for years. And I got offended, you know, I just couldn't believe it. But God, you know, God, I love it. He's wonderful. I mean, he blows my mind. And I just love our pastor. He's just the best. And I'm so glad he offends me and tells me things that blow my mind. And, you know, once I'm like, okay, then I'm happy again. You know, I don't stay offended. I'm shocked. Frankly, I'm shocked. When he told me to call him boo-boo, I'm like, oh, anyway. So, you know, God, that's why we don't judge people. And you know what? And thank you for saying that, Luco, in the chat room. It just shows why people shouldn't assume things and judge people, because that's what Michael Jackson said on his interview with Oprah Winfrey that I watched last night. I think I posted it to my likes if you guys want to watch it. But, you know, the reason why God had me do that was like my Bible study last night. He wanted me to see how he's showing up in places that we thought he wasn't in. Okay. And I really thought, you know, until he told little John that he, Michael Jackson, what made me tell. I really did. And so in this interview, Luco, that's what he said. He said, I wish people wouldn't judge me. People judge things. And that's what Michael Jackson said.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Said that, Luco. I got me excited because you guys, judge not lest you be judged.
Right.
Okay? All I have to say. Don't put God in a position where he has to judge you because you're judging others.
Exactly.
Get rid of all the. And then, you know, when you but you begin to see who God really is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Luca, 100.
Yeah.
These last, you know, since Christmas is when I met you, has God wrecked your, has he told you things that you had had judgments on? Has he revealed any things that, you know, you might have judged and showed you the truth? I'm just curious.
I'm trying to think. Like, really, everything in, like, for example, if, like, I met somebody that, for example, was a homosexual, I wouldn't instantly be like, oh, you're a sinner, you need to repent. I'd be like, you know, if you love the Lord, you know, God's going to work with you in his way. You know, I'm not just going to go around condemning people, you know, like stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Or people that, you know, smoke weed or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's their relationship with the Lord, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God can do his job. You know, I just learned that people need to stop trying to do God's job. That's one of the main things I've learned when it comes to, like, judging people and everything. Because, like, for example, Michael Jackson, like, clearly nobody knows any real details about him. They always just assume he was just some, you know, bad dude. But yet he's in heaven. So it's just, I don't know. It kind of makes me mad what people do, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, and when we find out how sweet Jesus really is and how much he really does love, then it wrecks us, and we just fall more in love. Amen, Pat?
Oh, amen. He's a sweetie. Listen, I had Thessalonians chapter 2. It's on, I thought it was interesting. If you want me to read that to you. Yeah, it says, the day of the Lord is not to come till the man of sin be revealed. And it says, and we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and of our gathering together unto him, that you be not easily moved from your sense, nor be terrified, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by epistle, as sent from us, as if the day of the Lord were at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for unless there come a revolt first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth, I can't say the word right, and is lifted up above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself as if he were God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know that withholdeth, that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity already worketh, only that he who now holds do hold until he takes out of the way. And then that wicked one shall be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus shall kill with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, him whose coming is according to the working of Satan in all power and signs and lying wonders, and in all seduction of iniquity to them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore God shall send them the operation of error to believe lying, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have consented to iniquity. But we ought to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of God, for that God hath chosen you first fruits unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and faith of the truth, whereunto also he has called you by our gospel unto the proclaiming of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have learned, whether by word or by our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God and our Father, who has loved us and has given us an everlasting consolation and good hope in grace, exhort your hearts and confirm you in the very good, in every good work and word. So I thought that was interesting. A read. Yeah. Man of perdition. Oh, dear. What a time. Good. It's exciting, though. It's every day is like an adventure. I don't lose my peace over anything. I mean, I have, you know, and his presence is so strong. So I know he's just guiding the ship for all of us, you know. And, yeah, I like what you read about not judging and stuff. It's very good because, you know, if there's a problem, like I have problems sometimes with my grandkids. And it's like I go to the Lord, and he'll say, I'll take care of this. Just be kind, you know. Don't get so upset with things that are happening because everybody's got stuff. Let me tell you, if you got family, you got stuff. And it's like, just calm down, talk to me about it, and trust that I'm going to take care of it. It's that trust part and waiting on the Lord that we have to learn to do, at least I do sometimes. And it's like, you know, we want to, like, press the button, this little black box, this, you know, right now, you know, and that's not how God works. Oh, he'll answer the prayer, but he'll do it his way and his time. And we got to realize that, especially when you're dealing with family members. Amen. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I got to wait on the Lord. His timing, his way.
Beautiful, beautiful Jesus.
Amen.
Well, let's worship the Lord, church. What do you guys think? Let's want to. How about Tana? Will you lead us in communion?
I'm at
Tana?
Work right now. Yeah, I'm at work right now, so I can't.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Joe, do you want to lead us in communion?
Yeah, I can do that.
Awesome.
All right. You all ready? I'm going to do air communion tonight because I'm catching the sunset and, yeah, can't get anything else. So, okay, air communion tonight, brothers and sisters. On the last, at the Last Supper, the night that our Lord was betrayed, he said, do this in remembrance of him. So we're going to do this now. He took the bread and prayed over it, and he broke it and said, this means my body. Let us do that and eat together. Later in the supper, our Lord took the new covenant on my blood spilled, and he said, do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Does someone want to lead us in prayer?
I can, if you want me to, I have these beautiful words from the songs from Terry McElman, and I can read them if you want me to. I can read these beautiful words.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Okay. The Lamb is worthy, the Lamb is worthy, the Lamb is worthy of all praise, glory and honor and adoration. The Lamb is worthy of all praise. Lovely are your dwelling places. Thirstily I come after you, Jesus, my joy, my reward. Your love's restoring my soul. Now I'm yours and you are mine. And from my heart a song will rise. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And my heart will follow wholly after you. Jesus, there is none beside you, righteous ruler of the earth. Nations will come and bow down. Name over all names, I sing your praises, and all that I can say to you is such a beautiful song the angels sing, worthy is the Lamb, such a beautiful sound of the redeemed praises to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah to the Lamb, King of glory, great I am, so beautiful are you, the Holy Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight.
beautiful.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus. That was beautiful. Hammered.
We can't wait to see your face, Lord.
Amen. Dear God.
You make us happy, Lord. God told something really funny to my son this morning. He said, "Happy April Fool's Day." How did he say it, John? He said, I'm still not here yet. That's the fool's joke, right, honey? My so hard. He's like, "Mom, I just made a really funny thing. God just told me April Fool's Day. I'm not here yet. That's the joke."
Then he's on his way.
So oh, my
he's got
my
such a sense of humor. Oh my gosh.
And he laughed for a good 10 minutes. But he is coming. Oh, bride, he can't wait to scoop us up.
Yep. Amen, honey. Amen. Soon.
Would anyone on the line like to share anything that the Lord's doing in your heart? Rapture-centric church. Katie can't call in because she has to go somewhere and her battery's dying. Okay, we get it. Bummer. I know the animals are leaving Yellowstone.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's kind of scary. I mean, hopefully we're out of here before that thing goes, if it's going to go. You know.
They'll be.
So, yeah, he said that's really weird. Now, oh, there was another earthquake up by the geyser today, 3-point-something. So they're all upset over that in Yellowstone. Yeah.
Well, let's just imagine what it's going to be like when he comes. Let's do that, church. Let's do that.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
And, you know, you guys, for all the pain that you experience on this earth until we go, you know, we have good times, we have pain, we have all kinds of things because of sin in the world, but pretty soon that's going to all be wiped away, and we're going to be gone with him. So rejoice, rejoice.
Amen.
Great prayer for that. Do you want to, I want to talk about something? Judy, can I talk about something? It's me, Keith.
Keith wanted to share something. So, Keith, please share, honey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. That's a good song anyways. Final Countdown, Yahoo. And that was beautiful what you said, Judy, about, you know, we're going to be with the Lord in heaven, and it's going to be, we don't even know, there's levels of happiness in heaven, you know, and it just goes from level to level to level, and we don't understand that on earth, you know, our happiness will be different than it is in heaven. But I wanted to talk about, what I wanted to talk about was how, about hearing from God in your life, okay? So, basically, a lot of people, some people hear from God, a lot of people don't hear from God. A lot of people have been emailing me about, how do I hear from God, Keith? How do I know what's going on? And God, what I want to say clearly is that God speaks through signs, okay? So God speaks through the wind. He speaks through music. He speaks through people. He speaks through signs. So you always want to look at your life. Like, say you wanted to move somewhere or you need to make a decision. You're not sure, God, should I do it or should I not? And then you don't hear from God or you don't think you hear from God. So then what do you do? I always say look at the signs in your life. If you're trying to get a job and you're like, Lord, I don't know, should I get this new job or not? And you don't hear anything. So you go to the interview. The guy's totally rude to you. The secretary is just, you know, she's got, like, a bad attitude. And you're like, Lord, I'm just not sure if I should get that job. Well, you go to park your car and you get a ticket. You know, just you got to look at the signs. You know, if there's bad signs, I always say the door is either opening or it's shutting. If the door is shutting, don't just justify that away. Those are signs from God saying, this is a bad thing to go through. The door is shut. And so what happens is many times people just, then they pull down that door and they break it down. They go get that job and then they wonder why everything turned out so horrible. Everything is like that. Sometimes, you know, every so often I won't hear anything from God, but I said, Lord, I know you're going to speak through the signs. And the door will just be like, gosh, everything ran so smoothly and easily. And you're like, wow. Gosh, Lord, this is an open door. Okay, you're definitely saying yes here. So God speaks through people around you and, you know, every little thing you could be hearing. Lord, I don't know if I should do this. Is this all right? And then all of a sudden you hear this song in your head, this beautiful song on the radio, and you're like, oh, that's really good about that. And you get kind of a good feeling in your heart. Usually when God opens doors, you're going to get like a feeling in your heart. It's basically your spirit. Your spirit's going to rise up and you're going to feel some positive energy with it. Now, the key is that most people, I find, the reason where they go wrong is they don't trust God on the signs. They're like, okay, Lord, I got this sign from you, but I'm still not sure. That's where God has told me many times he does not reward that kind of behavior. God wants you to trust him and say, Lord, I know this is from you. I'm going to trust you on it. I'm going to move forward on it. And so the more you trust God and accept the signs, the more he'll talk to you and the more you'll hear from him. I find when people... they can hear from God, but sometimes they can shut his voice right out because they're like, Lord, I need another confirmation. Confirmation number 43, you know, and God's just like, how many confirmations I need to give you? One's plenty. Like for me personally, just this is for me. I never get more than, I don't even need confirmation. Within a second, I know it's from, I just know. Okay, boom, that's from God, you know, because I'm really in tune. But like I said, if you're not sure, just look at the signs. Always, you know, think about what you want to do, ask God for it, and then start to look at what's going on around you. Watch the people. Are they being positive or negative? Watch the opportunity. Is money flowing in or out? You know, look at the different things around you? Are the doors opening? Or like, oh, Lord, I want to buy this condo. I just am so excited about it. It's so great. And then you go to buy it, and you find out there's all kinds of, you know, you go and you get the inspection. You find out there's all kinds of problems. And then you're like, oh, Lord, that's okay. It'll be fine. And then all of a sudden you move in. You find out the neighbor's house is broken down. And, you know, the list, it'll just, it's like an omen, you know. It's either good or bad. So if you're not sure, just look at what's going on in your life. Always look at the people. God uses people around you to show you things. So look at their behavior. Just be always, you can literally, if you never heard from God at all and you look at every sign in your life, you would see after a while that God is screaming the answer to you. You're just, you've got earplugs in. You got to take them out. The signs speak volumes. They're so loud. I mean, when I look at signs, I just can see people, when before they even do something, I go, okay, here's a sign right here. I'm just like seeing all the players, you know, going, okay, this is what's going on. The Lord's doing this in that person's life. And I can see it going on in their life as well as that's affecting me too. I watch all these things around me very closely, you know. After a while, you'd be like, gosh, Lord, you're always speaking to me, you know. It's like I was thinking about moving recently, and I was like, Lord, I don't want to live in L.A. anymore, just, you know how when you want to move, you just hate everything about where you live. And then, Lord, I want to go down to Orange County, you know. And so we, like, went and put the money down, and my brother put the money down. We got all excited about it, and it seemed like Orange County is gorgeous, of course. It seemed like a really great place. Everything was all set to go. You know, we got approved, of course. But then it was like last night, my brother was like, I just don't think we should do this. I'm just getting a negative energy about this. And I'm like, really? Okay. And it's like, by the time he woke up in the morning, he was like, this is a bad sign. We're not going to do this. And I trust my brother because he's really close to the Lord. And so we literally pulled all the money out and everything out and said, we're not going to do this, Lord. And then sure enough, you know, another sign today, someone called me in with the most amazing energy. I said, oh my gosh, Lord, this is total confirmation here that we made the right decision. So God always speaks. In fact, he can speak so loudly through people, through situations, through even at your job. If you're having troubles at your job, look at the people around you. Don't just think, well, that person's mean and this person. Those are people that are put in that place for a reason, for you to learn things from, and God is speaking through them. So look at that. Always look around at what's going on in your life, and you'll see that God is always, in fact, he's speaking nonstop to you all the time, doing this, doing that. And then you'll start to really hear from him, and you'll trust it. And when you trust it, if you trust God immediately, God, I know that's you, I'm going to act on that, then he just blesses you. Because then once you act on it, he'll give you more stuff and more stuff. And then you'll start to hear him maybe audibly, or maybe some people will, for instance, feel God. They'll feel better about a situation if they're a feeler. They'll be like, I feel better about that. Okay, that was from God. And that's true, you can do that. Or you're knowing, if you're a thinker, you're like, that makes logical sense. It just came to me that this makes sense. It came to me. Okay, that's God speaking through your mind. Or if you hear things, you might hear a song on the radio or someone will tell you something. Okay? Or you maybe smell some roses or something. So you can go through your senses as well as the signs in your life. So God speaks through your senses as well as all the signs with people around you in that. So that's all I wanted to share. I just wanted to, you know, just talk about the fact that we all hear from God. It's all around us, everywhere in our life, and we just trust it. Don't doubt it, because doubt comes from the enemy. If you feel like you're having any doubts, always say, in Jesus' name, I cast the spirit of doubt out of me. Yeah, there's nothing fruitful about doubt. It's from the enemy, and you just cast it out, and you'll be great. You know, you'll go forward with trust, faith. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Take authority out over God's church right now, Keith, and then I'll play a worship song. Just do a quick prayer. Take authority over all doubt.
Okay. In Jesus' name, the spirit of doubt that's operating over anyone in this church, you're gone in Jesus' name. I have all authority and all power over you. In Jesus' name, I cast you out. Spirit of fear, any doubt, any hopelessness, anything that is not of God, we cast you out. And in Jesus' name, I lose from heaven trust and faith and total confidence that we will approach the throne boldly and do God's word and God's will here on earth and in our lives. And blessings, I release blessing after blessing, financial health, everything in every one of our lives right now in Jesus' name.
Can I just add something?
Please.
Why, just before you prayed, I have such pressure to be moving up to New Hampshire with my daughter, and everybody wants to go. And I just said to him, Lord, I'm really, you know, concerned about New Hampshire. And he says, why are you thinking of moving when you're going to be with me? Just like that, a few minutes ago.
Wow, Pat.
Yeah.
So he told you right there the answer.
No, don't move. Don't move.
Good job, Pat. See, normally you wanted to go, but God told you not.
Well, it would be cheaper to live up there, you know, and my daughter's dying to have us up there. But he just said, why would you think of moving? He just said, why are you thinking of moving when you're going to be with me soon? You know, like words like that. And it's like, okay.
So you can see
so,
the
hey
logic.
Guys,
like,
heads
logically,
up.
Like, logically, you wanted to do that. And you, normal person, would have just overrid God and done it. And there had been all kinds of problems up there. Because it sounds right. Your family, blah, blah, blah. It all seems right. But God told you no, and you followed and you trusted him, and that's the trust that you want to have. You want to say, okay, I trust you, and I'll act on that. And you went against your wishes to go with what God told you. That's what you got to do in every situation, no matter how bad you want it. Good job, Pat, on that. Great job.
Yeah, good job. And Roman in the chat room has a word from God. He says, bride, my bride, you are perfect. You will be with me soon, sooner than you think, very, very soon. This time on here on earth, when you will be with me, will seem like a blink. He's told me that too, Roman. That's so cool. And he asked God for a word for the bride, and that's what he told him. We're also, people are speaking in the chat room. How you speak in tongues is you just hit the keyboard, and we're getting interpretations of tongues in the chat room. God is saying you're going home. God is, he's really moving in the chat, but I can't go up 40 lines. So we're going to worship the Lord now with to some Bill Oley, and then we'll come back for some more fun stuff that God wants to do. So here we go. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read some words that God is speaking in the chat room. We're speaking in tongues in the chat room. God says, be of good cheer, I am coming. Why do you worry and fret? See how I take care of the lilies of the field? God said, I will not tarry or delay. I have promised you great things, so much greater than your little mind can comprehend. God says, let's see what else he's saying in the chat room. Let's see. Yes. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love your presence. We love your goodness. We love everything about you. Hallelujah. Well, everyone on the line. Yeah. Go ahead, honey.
Okay. It says, just had a little, just a sentence. It says, one of the hallmarks of unhappy people is ingratitude. If we are unhappy in our spiritual life, maybe it is because we spend too much time complaining to God and not enough time thanking him for the many graces and blessings we receive. And in the morning show, Christine was talking about that, how all through the day she would just start thanking God. It would well up inside her, just thank you, even for the simplest things. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. So I just to put that little idea out there for others, maybe that will help people feel better in their spiritual walk. If even you're eating eggs and toast, say thank you Jesus that I have food on my table, or thank you that there's clothes in my closet, or there's gas in my car. Just little things. It doesn't have to be like some big time thing. Just little things. He loves it if we say thank you to him, and then he will grace you more and more and more because you said thank you. You know, I remember he and I, just real quick, Gabrielle was thanking him for the beautiful day. He said, just your thank you alone. He says, maybe I will just give you more days like this just because you said thank you, you know. So I just share that with you.
Thank you for saying that. God spoke to me that exact word last night, okay? But before I tell you what he said, right in line with what you were just said, Pat, I want to read Roman's word in the chat room. God told him, bride, the time has come. You will be with me soon. Rest in my love. Everything about this church makes me happy. You are recorded in the books of heaven. He said through Stacy, this is the time. This is the season to come away with me. You will be with me, my lovely ones. We thank you, Jesus. Pat, thank you for sharing that. I would like to ask the church if we could please, this next song that we worship, if we could just thank God for all the things that he's doing for us when we don't even know it, okay? I want to give you an example. Pat said, the reason why we always offer up praises and thanksgiving to God, even when we're having a day that's not the greatest, is because you don't know what trouble he might have saved you from. You don't know that you could have had a car accident, but God prevented it. So God reminded me of that last night. My son got sick out of nowhere. We never deal with sickness in our family. I got to tell you guys, God has really blessed us. I mean, we have before, but what I'm saying is we just, you know, we take it for granted and that he's just always watching over us. Well, my son got a stomachache and he got real pale and he's like, Mom, I don't feel good. And, you know, he threw up and it was real horrible. Throwing up is so yuck. But the thing is God reminded me. You know, sometimes we just forget to thank him for all the things he does. Like, for instance, our household never catches a cold or gets sick. You know, it's just hardly ever happens. And so let's just begin to worship the Lord and thank him during this song. Thank him for all the things he's doing that we don't even know. You guys, we don't know, but we're going to find out in heaven all the things that tried to come at us that he prevented. Okay? So let's just thank him for what we don't know. Thank you, Lord, that today you prevented a car accident. I was at the right place at the right time. You know, we just, you know, and that's what I thought of last night, Pat, when you said that, because I said, Lord, thank you for all the times my son never throws up and gets sick. Thank you that you've always watched over him. And I'm not going to freak out because he does it like, you know, once every 5 years, you know, but it was really sad to see him in so much pain, but God just put us on Thanksgiving. Thank you for always making him well, you know? So, does anyone have anything to share on that? Oops, let me unmute you. Sorry, Pat. Want to share anything? Does anyone want to share before I go on to another worship song so we can just, let's just thank him as a church together. Let's just thank him for all the things we don't know that he's doing. Amen? We don't know everything he's sparing us from.
Right.
Great idea.
Luco gave me a song, and I'm trying to find it. Luco, if you're on Warrant, Heaven. Okay, here it goes.
Got a picture of your house, and you're standing by the door. It's black and white and faded, and it's looking pretty warm. I see the factory without a word. Wedded in the back. Memories are gray, but man, they're really coming back. I don't need to be the king of the world, as long as I'm the hero of this little girl. Heaven is into my world. There's a color deep inside, like blue suburban sky. When I come home late at night, you're in bed asleep. I'll wrap my arms around you so I can feel you breathe. And I don't need to be a superman.
Love you, Jesus. Hey, if you're on the line, let's just throw up a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, that my kid hardly ever throws up. Thank you that to deal with that, Lord, in Jesus' name. I just love you, God. It hardly ever happens. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, just for you being you. That you're in your humanity like we are, and we can relate and love you and just have you part of our lives like one of us. And we just love you to pieces. Thank you for everything. Amen and amen.
Amen. Luco heard God say in the chat room, he wrote, I love you, my children. Thank you for your praises. And Alana says, all the earth adore you. I just want to read what people are saying. It says, thank you, amazing creation. It is so beautiful. Animals, flowers, mountains, forests, skies, seas, fish, and river. Wow. Everyone, I love the way everyone's just giving up their thanks to God in the chat room. Not everyone can call in, but, you know, Jesus, this is a church that he can move into every area in this church. Thank you, Lord. We're going to worship some. If I accidentally kick somebody out, please forgive me. I just kicked out a guest, but I think I might have kicked somebody on accident. Sorry, I hope I did not do that. I really hope I just didn't kick somebody out on accident. I was trying to kick a guest out, and it didn't. Anyway. All right, so everybody on the line is unmuted, and we're going to worship our sweet Jesus again, and we can... if anyone in the church right now, I feel like the Lord's telling me somebody needs to be encouraged. So anybody in the chat room or anyone on the line that would like a prophetic word from Daddy, encouragement from the body, please let us know, and we'll go ahead and note that, okay? Otherwise, we're just going to keep worshiping the Lord. And if anybody on the line has something to preach and share with us, God wants you to do it. We want to hear it. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. Keith, Pat, everybody. Thank you if anybody wants to do a scripture flip that's on the line, if you just want to open up your Bible and just do a scripture flip, that'd be great, and we can read something before we worship again. Okay, Luca would like a Luca wants a prophetic word, so we're going to give that to Luca after we worship. Pat, were you going to say something?
Oh, I just sent you the music, You Are My God, by Tony Melendez. It's really beautiful. I don't know if you can play it from your email that I sent it to you. If you can't, but it's really beautiful, the words.
Pat, can you send all those songs to Luca?
I did.
To Luca?
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, send them to, because I can't do it, but Luca Evans gets them. So, Luca Evans' YouTube?
Does he have I guess I can get his email over the line.
Luca, post your email in chat. Post your email in chat, and I'll give it to Pat. So she can.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. Ready, Pat?
Yeah.
L-S-T-E-F-F.
Wait a minute. Go start over again, dear.
L as in lion.
Yeah.
S-T. S as in Sam. T as in Tom. E-F-F. ANSON @live.com. So L Stephenson@live.com.
Okay. LSTESSANSON @live.com.
You got two S, right? As in frog, not as in
Sam. Yeah, LSTESS.
Not SS, FF, like as in
frog.
Oh, F,
see, I'm my hearing. Okay, FF, okay. LSTEFFF, okay. Okay, I'll send him the music. Yeah,
send
okay,
everything.
Okay.
Yeah, send it to him. Okay,
okay.
Perfect.
All right,
good one.
All
okay,
right.
So we're going to worship, and then we're going to give Luca a prophetic word after we're done with another one. I had a request from Stacy to worship God to the final countdown, so we're going to do that. We are going to worship God to the final countdown. Da, 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 da.
Oh, I know. I tear up every time.
Oh,
you're on the line and you have a prophetic word for Luco Evans, God told me that if you, it's to ask if anyone wanted to be encouraged in the church today with a prophetic word and for them to speak up. And Luco was the only one who said something, so we want to bless Luco. You know what, you guys? If you ask to be encouraged, it's not that you're weak. It's just, you know what? Some days we need it. Some days we don't know what each other, you know, a lot of us are in situations right now where we are very much suffering for our beliefs. And for the most part, God's got our back. Well, God has our back 100%. And for the most part, we sail through our days. But there are those days where you need encouragement from the body. And that's why God gave us each other. So let's see. So let's just lift up Luco and give him a word. And then Keith, I think Keith wants to share something after that, if, unless that's an old text he's giving me. So
yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's just do Luco first here. Thank
yeah,
you
absolutely.
So much.
I already have a word.
Go for it, Pat.
He says, "My, it's a sweet, my always dependable one, how I love you. You are mine."
Wow. Say it again,
yeah.
Pat, with his name.
Luco, my always dependable one, how I love you. You are mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Grandma Pat nailed it. She nailed it. What more do you need to hear after that, eh?
I don't think he needs a lot of words.
He
loves Johnny.
I've got a word from God for Luco.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, what God is telling me, Luco, is that many times you're so worried about whether you're on course or off course or what's going on. And God told me one of the most amazing things that he likes about you is the fact that you're concerned about that, that you're concerned about pleasing him. It's in your heart that your love for him, you're always concerned about his will and him. That's really what counts, he said. That's the most important thing, he said, that you're concerned about how he feels about you. So you're putting him number one in your life. And he said, because you put him number one in your life, he's going to make you number one in so many ways, in so many things. And he said, you may not see all those things now, but you're going to see them soon in the rapture. And he just really wondered, the main thing is just really recognizing that, you know, you're always, your love for him. You're always treating him with just, he's number one, and you always think about him first. And that's, so he just wants you to know he's recognizing that, and you're always in a good place because of that with him. That's all I got to say.
Praise God.
Amen.
That is
gorgeous.
Thanks, Lord. Hey guys, just so you know, I keep up on the news, and an 8.0, a mega quake, an 8.0 just hit Chile 2 minutes ago. So there was an
8.0, Judy. Whoa.
Oh wow.
Whoa, that's huge.
So,
that's big. We normally get 7.0. Whoa, that's big. My God.
That's heating up, honey. Heating up.
It's big, you guys.
Yeah, we might have to move in together. Or everything gets shaken. We're all going to move in together.
Oh, my
gosh. We're
going to
move into Judy's house. Let me check the earthquake thing now.
I'm concerned about Yellowstone, but God's got our back covered, so to speak, so we don't have to worry about anything. I'm just concerned about the people there, like Judy. But Judy, he will take care of you. He'll hide you, honey. He'll hide you. He'll protect you.
Worried.
He'll whip us right up. Not worried. Not at all.
God told little John, and this is to bless the body, that no major, huge world disaster will happen before the peace. Okay, so I just rest in that. I'm excited about Yellowstone because I know that things are. You can really, if you want to believe a little prophet, go ahead and believe that and be blessed. Because I just, even this 8.0, I just saw it breaking. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map right now. I can see it on the map right now. And it's funny because every time we get an earthquake in L.A., my brother goes, Keith, remember little John said, we're not going to be affected by the big one. I said, oh, no, I'm resting in that. And then we feel good. It's funny. I just checked it out. It's definitely an 8.0. That's huge.
Yeah. And you guys, let's just pray for where that earthquake hit. So, Lord, we just thank you for Chile. We thank you for the people there. We thank you that you're shaking up the earth, God, to cause people to look up the redemption draws nigh. So let's just worship the Lord. Oh, wait, Keith, why don't you share? Did you have something to share?
Okay. I'm going to read from my little – I have a book called Prayer Rain, and it's a powerful book. It's a warrior book. It's got a lot of different things in it, but I just drawn to read from it today. So I'm going to read some – they're basically statements, but they're powerful, and they're going to manifest in our lives because of it. This one's called For Rapid Manifestations of Miracles. And here it goes. The God who answers by fire and the God of Elijah, answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. The God who answered Moses speedily at the Red Sea, answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. The God who changed the lot of Jabez, answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. The God which quickened the dead and called those things that be not as if they are, answer us by fire, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The God of all comfort and joy, answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let every foreign need preventing the manifestations of our miracles in heaven, on earth, and under the earth bow in the name of Jesus. We receive victory over all the forces of wickedness in Jesus' name. Let every evil force gathered against our breakthroughs be completely scattered. Lord, help us to identify and deal with any weakness in us that hinder us from the manifestations of our miracles. Let the power change hands every area of our life to the hands of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We receive the mandate to put flight every enemy of our breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Let our path be cleared to the top by the hand of the fire in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we desire breakthroughs today concerning our health, our finances, and any area of our life, Lord, that we need for miracles for. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of that. We thank you, Lord. We believe in the Lord for a mighty breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. People in the chat room are saying, praise God. Thank you, Keith, for that. Thank you, they're saying. You guys, no harm will befall the bride, but, you know, obviously this in this world we have trouble, so people suffer all the time. So that's why we always pray and we offer up prayers and petitions for people around the world, you know, because there's trouble. But so, yeah, now there's a Pacific tsunami warning right now because of the 8.0 earthquake. There's a Pacific tsunami warning, and this is so, you know, God's shaking things up. So let's worship God. Let's just worship the Lord in the midst of trouble and lift up the entire planet as we sing to him. Let's lift up. And we know the bride is protected, so offer up prayers to people who don't know him. Because you guys, we're totally 100% covered. God's unconditional love. Chili, I'll show you in a minute. My son's all, where's Chili? He wants to get a map. Okay. So let's just, do you have a request? Anybody on the line have a request? How about Indestructible? Here we go, Indestructible. This is our 144K theme song. right. We are indestructible. The bride is untouched. I like the prayers that are being offered in the chat room right now. Father, we pray for, Lord, all the people who don't know you come to know you before it's too late. Even in the shaking right now, even in this earthquake, the whole RCC church, we together and we agree, Lord, for the entire earth, there's tsunami warnings in the whole Pacific now, and because of this 8.0, and we thank you, God. We thank you that your will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father, that the bride is completely protected from all harm. We thank you, God, that you allow this shaking to cause people to come to repentance, and we as a church stand together and say, your will be done in Jesus' name on earth as it is in heaven. We pray, we bind the enemy, the spirit of death, premature death. We say not one person will be lost without the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's any death to follow what's about to happen with this shaking and the tsunami, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over every element. And we say thank you, God, that nobody will die before they know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Judy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judy,
thank
for that.
You.
That was wonderful. We have that's the one thing that, you know, we have authority over the weather and stuff. That's why it never rains in L.A. real quick, is because I hate the rain because I have allergies to it. So every time it's about to rain on the thing, I look at the news and I figure out when it's going to rain. I say, in Jesus' name, you will not rain this week on Tuesday. It'll be sunny. I did it this week. We didn't get any rain. People are like, geez, it's been so dry this year. I said, well, that's because I'm holding back the weather.
Hey.
I don't want any rain.
Stinker.
So we do have authority and power over that. So geez, that was great, Judy. Thank you for doing that.
We have 6 seconds. If you picked out a chat and you want to stay out here and chat for the next 8 hours, come and go as you want. You have to just keep pressing on the different keys so you don't get kicked out. But if you do get kicked out of chat, all you have to do is log back in a future show and you'll find us. Spirit and the Bride say,
Come.
Right? 30 seconds,
come,
you guys.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise
love
you, Lord.
Everybody.
Praise you, Jesus.
Love everybody.
You, Pat. Love you, Judy.
Love you, sweetie.
Love you,
Luca. Love everybody, everybody. Everybody.
Love you,
God's blessings be on
everybody.
You.
Everybody. Love you, Pat.
Everybody.
Love
you, babies.
I love everybody. I love everybody.
Love everybody.
10 seconds. Spirit and the Bride say,
please.
Maybe the final word of place. Oh, probably today, guys.
Okay.
Stay and be happy.
Okay.
Love you, Kat.
Love you. Love you, everybody. Pizza time almost.